Now, we're holding on Bays on with Bays, second line from the bottom. We learned yesterday, so we started talking about the whole case of the powdered hell of Dovah Shaltzibur. The Mishnah had said that the criterion, one of the criteria, whether there's a powdered hell of Dovah Shaltzibur, is whether people followed, or whether people are yotzer with that, or have to bring their own korban, is whether they followed Beis Din's psak, or whether they knew that Beis Din was wrong, and then went and did it anyway. So in this connection, we mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda had said in the name of Shmuel that only according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, is it that way, whereas the Chachamim said even when there's a Parah Helam Dava Shal Tzibur, and the Tzibur is going to be bringing that carbon, even then every individual also has to bring their own personal carbon. So we brought two brises to substantiate this point that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim hold differently on this point. One of them was a brisa that said that you have the words nefesh, achas, and bas soisa, and each of them is a miut, so it comes to exclude three cases where a person does not bring a chatas. And we said that would represent the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara is going to demonstrate now that that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi, by the way, brings up the point from the Yerushalmi that usually when we have a miut acha miut, when we have one miut after another, just the opposite, it comes to include something. Here you're telling me that each one of them is treated separately and they result in three miutim. So Rashi brings that precisely because we have three over here, then therefore we're saying that if there had been only two, we would say a miyota ha miyota lo rabas, but when we have three, anyway, we're not going to be doing that. So then instead, we treat them as each its own independent miyot, and the result is we have three cases that we're excluding where a person doesn't bring a chatas, and one of them would be the case where there's a par helam dava shal tzibur. Then we brought a second brisa that explained that we went through this brisa and clarified it in some detail that ended up saying that yes, even when Beis Din gives a psak din, a hurrah, and most of the people follow them, such that there's going to be a parahelam dovashal tzibur, nevertheless, each of them has to bring their own carbon. So that reflects then the two opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that Rabbi Yehuda had, that Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora, had told us in the name of Shmuel. Well, the Gemara asked me, and the point is then our Mishnah would follow the first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asked me, "May dekamaisi Rabbi Yehuda or vasraisi Rabbanon?" Well, how do you know that the first brisa is according to Rabbi Yehuda and the second one is according to the Chachamim? Eima ipcha, maybe it's the other way around, and then our Mishnah would be like the Chachamim. The answer is no. Man shamat le dedorish miuti ki hai gavna Rabbi Yehuda hi. Because we specifically find that it's Rabbi Yehuda who darshins miutim like that when you have one word after another, and he darshins a separate miut from each one. Just as we had over here, nefesh, achas, and bas soisa. So detanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we learn in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, when we learn Masechta Zvachim, next Bez Hashem, we're eventually going to talk about the concept of im olsa tered and im olsa loy tered. Sometimes you have korbanos that are posel, but the pieces of them were already placed on the Mizbeach, even though they shouldn't have been. Nevertheless, once they're on the Mizbeach, we don't take them off. We allow them to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and sometimes we have that the psul is such that it is taken off the Mizbeach. How do we determine which is which? So Rabbi Yehuda says in a braisa, when the posel says Zois Toras ha'oila he, so you have the word Zois ha'oila and he are each of you, Zois meaning only this, not something else. Ha'oila, only the oila, nothing else. He, only it, nothing else. So we have three miyotin, and from that we learn how they are the shlosh miyotin, so you have three miyotin to exclude three kinds of cases. Rashi brings from a different Gemara that one of them is where the korban was shechted at night. Korban is all have to be shechted by day. Another one where the blood was spilled and wasn't sprinkled on the Mizbeach. And the third one where the blood was taken outside the Azara and became posel. So all of those things then, so now the Pasuk is saying, Hi ha'ola amukta Mizbeach kol ha'layla, that it is the ola, it's to be burnt on the Mizbeach all night, implying from which we learn, it's one of the places where we learn this concept of him also loiterid, that if you have something, you have a carbon, which was possible, but nevertheless it was placed on the Mizbeach, you still allow it to remain there and burn all night, but not if it's subject to one of these three meals, not if it was shechted at night, etc. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda, and that brisa is clearly stated as being the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so we see Rabbi Yehuda as the type to darshan things like that. The opposing opinion of Rabbi Shimon learns
why Rabbi Yehuda is not following the rules of Rabbi Ishmael on how to darshan the Torah. I mean, it seems egregious.
Well, there's nothing in Rabbi Ishmael's rules that says that you can't darshan a mute. Rabbi Ishmael's Yud Gimel Midas Ratzon Adreshes Bahem does not include words being mamayit, but it's definitely an accepted thing. That yeah, why is it he doesn't list it in his list is a different question. But the fact is we have other rules besides for the 13 or that are within the 13 or whatever. Maybe you could say it's part of Klal of Prat or something like that. Whatever it is, you have sometimes words and phrases in the Torah that are meant to be a mute. There's no question about that. Everybody agrees to that. Here we have that the idea that you should take words back to back. He, Zois, and Ha'ola, and he, and Darshan each one as a separate mute. That's Rabbi Hoda's opinion. As opposed to Rabbi Hoda learns differently.
Calling it a mute, it's still a prat.
Okay, so it's a prat, so whatever prat, you want. And then another prat, and another prat, and it comes to exclude that these cases are not within the purview of what we're saying. Yeah. So that's one way of understanding, therefore, that braisa goes like Rabbi Hoda. So therefore, by the same token, when we have the braisa that darshins from nefesh and af and achas and vasoisa and says each one is a separate mute, it would also be like Rabbi Hoda. The boisema, or the Gemara continues another way, adai, you have to say then that the braisa, the second braisa, adayin ani omer, loyd mot, the one that begins, I would still say, and goes on to explain how even if there's a haros based in, nevertheless each person brings their own carbon, loyd mot is mukmas like Rabbi Yehuda, there's no way that you can make that opinion work like Rabbi Yehuda, dekatani roiv kohol shechotu, because that braisa, in the course of the whole discussion, said that if most of the kohol did the aveda, based in mevi and aridein par, then it's based in that brings the par on their behalf. And the Ir of Yehuda. Now, if that Braisa, if you were to think that Braisa is a point of Yehuda, no, Ha'omat Sibur Demaisi, based in Loi. And Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that it's the tzibur that brings that power, not the beistin, ditznan, as we learn in the next Mishnah. And Dafei, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that Rabbi Yehuda says, what happens if beistin had given the psak din, and let's say 7 shvatim, 7 out of 12, which is in the majority of the shvatim, shechotu, who sinned and followed based in psak, mevi'in shiva parim, they're going to bring 7 parim. Meaning, in other words, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we're going to learn on daf hey, that each shevet alone is considered a kohol. And therefore, so he would hold, if all 12 shvatim did, the aveda followed based in his mistaken psak, then they bring the 12 parim. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not the beistin that brings, otherwise there would be one korban on behalf of the whole Jewish people, it's rather that each kohol brings, and according to him, each shevet is considered a kohol of its own. So therefore, the result is that braisa then clearly cannot be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the other braisa has to be according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's fine because it's a braisa from Sifra and Sam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, the same way Sam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, the same way Sam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. Both braises come from Sifra, but necessarily the second one cannot represent Rabbi Yehuda's opinion because it contradicts something else that we see that Rabbi Yehuda says about who brings the carbon. So, but the first one can still be according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is why Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora, is telling us in the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when there's a hurrah of the base skin, then and then most of the tzibur follows it and they bring the par helam davashot tzibur. Everybody who acted according to base skin is potter from bringing their own carbon. And the second braise that would say that they're chayim, find that braisa is in Sifra also, but necessarily that one's not according to Rabbi Yehuda, that must represent the opinion of the Chachamim. Okay. Next. Rab Nachman Amar Shmuel. Now, on the other hand, Rab Nachman says also in the name of Shmuel, a different understanding, a different opinion of whom our Mishnah can be attributed to. Rab Nachman Amar Shmuel, Zudivir Rab Meir. Rab Nachman says in the name of Shmuel that the opinion of our Mishnah, that when there's a hurrah of Basin and the tzibur follows it, that the individual is potter from a korban, would be according to Rab Meir. Not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Meir. Av Chachamim Amim Yochid Sha'asabai Ras Basin Chayim, whereas the Chachamim say that if he follows, that even the individual follows the hurrah of Basin, he's still going to be Chayim for his own korban. Where do we see Rab Meir? Myra Meir, Myra Bonon. The Tanya. So we have a braisa that clearly says, Haru v'osu, if Beistin gave the psak did and the people followed it, Rameir, well, if they did it, we're assuming at the moment that the they means the kohol. So Rameir, Poitr, Chayav, and Rameir says they're potter, Rameir, the Chachamim say they're chayav. Well, we have to figure out. Man osu. When we say that they did, when we say that Basin Paskin and they did, who's the they? Even with Basin, do you mean that Basin themselves acted according to their psak? My time is the Rabbanim and the Mechayvi. Why would the Chachamim be Mechayev if the people didn't follow them, if only the members of the Basin themselves followed their mistaken psak? V'hotanya, we learn in another braisa, Yochol Horu Basin V'osu Basin. You would think that if Basin gave a psak, and they were also the ones who wrongly followed that psak, but only them, the tzibur, or the majority of it, did not follow that. Yochol Yu Chayovin, you would think that they are Chayev to bring the par helam davashal tzibur. No, Talmud Loimar, hakohol v'osu. Therefore, the pasuk describes, the pasuk says, if the matter is, the whole Jewish people make a mistake, and the matter is hidden from the eyes of the kohol, and they do. One of them, they do, and they violate one of the mitzvahs. So the way the Torah phrases it, now, the word hakohol belongs to one clause of it, that it's hidden from the eyes of the kohol, and then it continues, v'osu, and they do, but because those words are placed one next to the other, we can darshan also, that means hakohol v'osu, the fact that when is the korban triggered only if the kohol are the ones who do the action, the wrong action, such as eating the chaylev or whatever. On the other hand, on the other hand, when it says v'ne'alam dover me'enei hakohol, the eyes of the congregation means the beistin v'hoirah tluya beistin, the who gave the hoirah, that will depend on beistin. So in other words, it has to be that it's beistin that gave the wrong hurrah, such as that this type of chelev is mutter, and it has to be that the people followed it and did the aveda. So there's no way that you can say that if the basin did both, they gave the wrong hurrah and they were the ones who ate the chelev or did the whatever, that they should be bringing the par helam davashal tzibur. That's clearly not what the pasuk is talking about. So what does Reb Meir mean when he says, if they gave the psak and they did, Ella, evidently it must mean Horu Basin v'asu Roiv Kohol. It means that the Basin gave the psak and most of the Kohol followed it. And Reb Meir is pattering the individual from a korban, and the Chachamim are being Machayev. So we see that Reb Meir holds like our Mishnah, and the Chachamim disagree. Tosfos points out, based on what it means is that Meir would hold that only if a yochid did it, but if more than one yochid did it, then they'd be potter. But the fact is, we don't really find such a distinction to say between one person following Basin versus two. So therefore, Tosfos says the Gemara is not assuming that a Meir would hold of any such distinction. So the answer is that so the Gemara says So the point is, in other words, so we're saying that Reb Meir holds like our Mishnah, and then on the other hand, there's the opinion of the Chachamim that disagree with that. I kind of stopped in the middle of the discussion over there, how we demonstrate that the mayor is the one who holds that opinion. So again, we said it can't mean that the mayor says that it means that if the Basin gave the psak and they are also the ones who followed it, who acted accordingly, that they should be chayev. Clearly it's not so, because we see the maisa and the hurrah have to be by different people. We learn from the phrasing of the pasuk. Ela horu Basin v'osu roiv kohol. So it must be that the Basin gave the psak and most of the kohol paskin. Well, in that case, my time is that a mayor de poter. Well, then why would a mayor say you're poter? That is precisely the case where you bring the par helam davar shal tzibur. Ela lav. So it must be that the braisa means Horu Basin v'asu miut kohol. So it must mean that we're talking about when Basin gave the psak, but only a minority of the kohol followed it. Over hakamiflegi, so the machlokus would be as follows: Mar sava yochid shalsa by Ross Basin potter. The mayor would hold that always when the yochid follows the psak of Basin, he's going to be potter from his own korban, whether it was a majority of the kohol or not. Or Mar sava yochid shalsa by Ross Basin chayev, whereas the chacham will hold that he's chayev. So therefore, so in our Mishnah, when we're saying that the Yochid follows Beis Din and he's potter from his own korban, that would be like a mayor. But there's Omer Papa, but a Papa says not necessarily. De Kulei Alma, everybody, at least everybody in this Braisa, the two opinions in this Braisa, a mayor and the Chachamim, might agree, Yochid Sha'asa by Ross Beis Din potter, that when the Yochid follows the Psak of Beis Din, he is potter. So, what would be the machlokas then? Based in mashlam, the roiv tzibur, kamitzgi, the machlokas would be, does based in count towards the roiv of the tzibur? So let's say, to use the scenario that we said from yesterday, suppose there were 1 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael, as we're going to talk about soon, it's only Jews in Eretz Yisrael who count for this purpose. Suppose there were exactly 1 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Based in gave this psak, that a certain kind of chelev is mutter, let's say. 500,000 of the regular Jews went and followed, or almost 500,000, 499,999, whatever, followed it. So it's not yet a roiv, but now, but the members of the Beis Din also followed the mistaken psak and ate from the chelev. So if you count them in, you have a majority. You have more than 500,000 who did, and therefore, would that trigger the power of Helam Dovash on Tzibur? Well, that could be the exact machloikas. Given that we're saying that the drosha of the posif is that the action is by the Tzibur, and the Hurrah is by Beis Din, does that mean that we ignore whether the Beis Din themselves follow their psak or not, and we don't even count them when we're counting the number of people for the majority, or do we not? So in our scenario, we'd have to say the 1 million Jews includes the 71 members of the Sanhedrin, so the question is, do we exclude them from the count altogether and then see if without them we have a majority of the people who did? Mar Sava based in Mashalim L'Rev Tzibur, or Mar Sava ain't based in Mashalim L'Rev Tzibur, the Machlokas would be whether the action of Beis Din themselves counts towards the majority of the Tzibur. But not necessarily are they arguing on the fundamental point whether when the Yochid follows the Hurrah of Beis Din, whether he has to bring his own korban or not, which here Rav Nachman is telling us that our Mishnah that says that he's potter would be specifically appointed a mayor, says Rav Papa, not necessarily. And the Gemara continues, the Borisema, another way that we can slog up what Rav Nachman says, another way you can understand the Braisa, Hodu Beis Din v'osu Rubo Shokohol, you could say the Beis Din is talking, the Braisa is talking about where Beis Din gave the Psak and most of the Kohol followed it. So that's the case where there is a parahelam davashal tzibur. So sure, there is a parahelam davashal tzibur, but the question is, uman chachamim reb shimini. The question is, so what happens to the yochid when we say the chachamim say that the tzibur still has to, that the individual still has to bring his own korban, reb shimini. That would be according to reb shimini, who says, Tzibur Maisi Korban, U Beis Din Maisi Korban. He says that actually, there would be two things. If he learns later on Dakhe, that if Beis Din gave the Psak, and most of the Tzibur followed, so here we had before the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that every Shevet brings its own power. Rabbi Shimon says, actually, what happens is there's one power brought by the Beis Din, and another one brought by each individual Shevet that acted wrongly. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if in the example we had before, there was 7 Shvatim follow the mistaken sack, then there are going to be 8 Korbanos brought, one by each of those 7 Shvatim and one by Beis Din. So the two opinions in the Braisa may reflect that machlokas rather than the question of whether the Yochid is in addition also bringing his own Korban. They may both agree that the Yochid is not bringing his own korban, as it says in our Mishnah, and in that case, the Mishnah would be according to both the mayor and the Chachamim. The Chachamim over here being Reb Shimon. The Borisema, yet another possibility, you could understand the last Braisa that we quoted with the Machlokas, Reb Meir, and the Chachamim, Shevet Sha'osa Bairos Beis Dinoi. You could say the Braisa is talking about the case where one Shevet followed the Hurrah of its own Beis Din. There is a concept where the Torah tells us Shroftim v'Shroitim Titzin L'chol v'chol Sha'arecha. So it means every city has to have its own Beis Din, and then you have the higher Bate Dinim that sit in the various parts of the Beis Hamikdash complex. But there is also an idea that Ramban brings in on that pasuk that every Shevet should have its own high level Beis Din as well, which is almost like the you have the national Sanhedrin for the Jewish people. You have a top Beis Din for each Shevet. Al-Derech, like Lahavdil in the Gersha court system, you have a Supreme Court, but you also have each state has its own state Supreme Court, or whatever they call it in the particular state. So the same idea, each shevet would have its own high level one. In fact, the Mefoshim will explain when you have the story of Pilegesh Begiva, the whole story in Shoftim over there about the atrocity that took place in the city of Giva and Binyamin, and then everybody's outraged and sending a message to Shevet Binyamin saying you got to get rid of these guys, and then Shevet Binyamin doesn't listen and they end up going to war. There was an explanation that the Bnei Binyamin that they sent to would mean the top level basin of Shevet Binyamin. And they say to the other Shvatim, basically, mix out of this, we'll handle this on our own terms, and the other Shvatim don't accept that. Anyway, the point is, the Machloikas in the Braisa could be that. If that Bastin of Shevet Binyamin, let's say, gives a wrong psak, and Shevet Binyamin follows it, what happens? Is there a parhelim davashal tzibur or not? V'Rabbi Yehuda, Uman Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim in this Braisa, in that case, would be Rabbi Yehuda. As we said before, the Tanya, we said before that Rabbi Yehuda holds that each shevet is considered a kahal of its own. That also results in that Rabbi Yehuda says, the Tanya, shevet sha'asaba, ras beis dinoi, if one individual shevet follows the wrong psak of its beis din, osa shevet chayev, then that individual shevet has to bring the parhelim davar shal tzibur. It would be the tzibur, in this case, would be the one shevet. So therefore, so Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in this braisa, when we're saying if the yochid acted according to haras based in when the Brice had said that if Bastin gave the psak and they did, Rav Meir says they're potter, Racham say they're chayev, you could say that it means that if it's one shevet that followed their Bastin, Rav Meir is saying they're potter from a parhelim davashot sibur, because according to him, you bring it only if it was the national Sanhedrin that made the psak and most of the people followed it, and according to Rav Yehuda, we would say he's chayev, namely the parhelim davashot sibur, because according to him, you're talking about one shevet Bastin gave the psak and that one shevet followed it. Okay, so that's another way of explaining, which again does not require us to say, like Rav Nachman, that either of those Tanoim would hold that each individual also has to bring their own chatas. The Boisema, yet another possibility, you can understand the Braisa, Chotu Shisha Vehin Ruba Shokol. What if it was six of the Shvatim that sinned, that followed the wrong psak, but when you count up the number of people in those six Shvatim, they make up a majority of the people? Oy Shiva after Bishain and Ruba Shokol. Or where it was seven Shvatim and they don't but numerically they don't so it's the majority of the Shvatim, but numerically they don't make up the majority of the number of people. Omas Nisinmani Rab Shimon Ben Elazar. In which case the Braisa, the Chachamim of the Braisa, would be Rab Shimon Ben Elazar. The Tanya, Rab Shimon Ben Elazar Omer Mishmoy, Rab Shimon Ben Elazar says in his name, in Rab Meir's name. So in this case basically it would end up being a machlokas of two Tanoim what Rab Meir said. You'd have first the opinion of Rab Meir representing what most of his Talmidim understood Rab Meir to have said, and then you have Rav Shimon Elazar's opinion presented, and the Brai says the Chachamim of a different understanding of what Rav Meir says. Anyway, Rav Shimon Elazar says, in Rav Meir's opinion, Chotu Shisha Vein Ruba Shokol, if six Shvatim sin, but they make up numerically a majority of the Kohol, Oy Shiva Afbishain and Rubish Kohol, or if it was seven, but numerically they're not a majority of the Kohol, either way Chayav and either way they're Chayav. Well then, so you'd have in the Braisa, the Meir Poiter, the Meir, the mainstream understanding of the Meir's opinion would be that in that case there's no parhelim davashot tzibur, because you need a majority of the Shvatim and a majority of the people, whereas Rav Shimon Elazar says as long as it's either one or the other, then there would still be a. The Rosh brings from the Yerushalmi that even Rav Shimon Elazar would agree that if it was only five Shvatim, even though they were a majority of the people, there wouldn't be a parhelim davar shel tzibur. It does need to be at least half the Shvatim. Okay, so the point is we have several different ways of understanding the machlokas of a mayor and the chachamim that don't require us to say that any of them hold that that the individual also brings his own personal korban. Okay? So the Gemara continues, Omer Ravasi. So Ravasi says, Uvahoy Roh, Holach Acha Roiv Yoshve Eretz Yisrael. When we're talking about Bastin giving this wrong sack, and the Tzibur following them, we only look at the majority of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. We don't count the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz. So that would mean, no matter how few the ones are in Eretz Yisrael, the Meiri says it means even if it's only one Shevet living in Eretz Yisrael, even though we just said before, it needs to be a majority of the Shevatim, but for this purpose we count only the Shevatim that are living in Eretz Yisrael. But Amnam goes further, he says even if there's only a minion of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, then nevertheless there we look at them to determine the majority. Shenema, as we find, there's an idea in this regard, basically, that as much as obviously a Yid is a Yid no matter where in the world he is, but to be a Kohal, to be like a corporate entity, has to be Dafka the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Zohar that expresses this idea, there's other places in Nigla that express this idea, and that's what we're saying, in other words, that to be the Kohal has to specifically be the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanit Shenema, as the Pasuk says, by Chanukah Sabayis of the first Beis Hamikdash, Vayas Shloimeh Ba'isahi Asachog. The pasuk says Shloimeh made at that time of the Chanukah Sabayis made the festival, the holiday. V'chol Yisrael Imay and all the Jewish people together with him. Kohol Gadol, a great congregation. Milavoy Chamos at Nacham Mitzrayim, from Lavoy Chamos until Nacham Mitzrayim, which were the extreme northern and southern borders of Eretz Yisrael. So all the Jews were participating in the Simcha. Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu, before Hashem our God. Shivas Yomim v'Shivas 7 days and another 7 days. They had 7 days of the Chanukah Sabayis directly followed by the 7 days of Sukkot. Alba also Yom, total 14 days. So Mechti Ksiv B'Chol Yisrael Ima. If the pasuk is already saying that all the Jewish people were celebrating together with Shloima, Kol Godim Lavoi Chamos and Nachum Mitzrayim Lomali. Why does the pasuk need to say anything about the from Lavoi Chamos the great congregation from Lavoi Chamos until Nachum Mitzrayim? Just say that all the Jewish people were rejoicing together with Shloima. Shmamina. So Rav Asi says, you see from that. Hani who the Ikri Kohol, only the ones from Levoy Chamos, the pasuk is informing you that only the ones from Levoy Chamos until Nacham Mitzrayim within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, who the Ikri Kohol, those are the ones who are called the Kohol. Aval Hanach Le Ikri Kohol. But anybody who's outside those areas is not considered part of the Kohol. So therefore we see that when we count the Kohol for the Par Helam Davashot Sibur, we count only the ones who are in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So now that we established some baselines over here, who our Mishnah is or isn't like, and the basic concept, the basic outlines of this point of the Hodas Basin, so now let's talk about, we said you have to have a majority of the Tzibur. Let's talk about some possibilities within that. Pshita, it's obvious that, now, one thing we should realize is in the next perek, when we talk about in the third perek, actually, when we start talking about you have the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake in Halacha and he brings his special power, the power of Kohen Mashiach, or you have the case of a king who in the case of the king, it doesn't matter, Psak Halacha, he just accidentally, just mistakenly ate Chil of a broke Shabbos or whatever. So now you have a case that describes later on where now each of them has a korban that's different than the commoner. What would happen, and the Mishnah describes later on what happens if they did the Avera before they were appointed Kohen Gadol or king, respectively, and then they were appointed king, what kind of korban do they bring? So you have a machlokas of the Chachamim and Reb Shimon over there. About what kind of korban they bring. So now, this is going to bear on similarly over here, when we have a roiv that then becomes a miut or vice versa, are we going to apply the same thing? So, the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious that Merubin v'nismatu, if originally it was a roiv of the Tzibur who followed the wrong psak of Beis Din, and they have to bring the power helam davashot tzibur and v'nismatu, and now they became reduced because some of them died before the power was brought, such that now the ones who actually did the Avera are only a minority of the people. The Rashash points out you could have other possibilities. You could have that people you could have that the more the people were children at the time and they've since grown up. So now when you recount when it comes time to bring the korban, then you find the number who did the Aveda at the time as adults are the minority. You could also have that people came from Chutzlaret and settled in Eretz Yisrael. So you have a number of possible cases where we started off. They were the majority, and then they became the minority. Well, then, Hainu Plugta did Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. We can understand that that would be similar to the Machlokas of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Do we go according to the time when the Chet was done, which is according to the Chachamim, or according to Reb Shimon, we go according to when what the situation is when they find out that there was something wrong over here that they need to bring the korban, which is the same Machlokas that you'd have by the Kohen Gadol and the king, respectively. So, on the other hand, what about mu'otin v'nisnabu mai? What about, though, if when they did the aveda, they gave the psak and the people followed, but it was only a minority of the people? So there's no parahelam davar shel tzibur yet, and now they became the majority because people died or because people left Eretz Yisrael, etc. So, what would be the din? Me pligi Reb Shimon Rabbanon, would the same machlokas Reb Shimon and Chacham apply? Reb Shimon de ozo bossi yudia machayev. So Reb Shimon, who holds that you go according to when they found out what they did wrong, so he would be machayev because he would say that we found out that it was wrong only after the tzibur grew in size, and now only after the tzibur shrank in size rather, and now these people who did the avera all of a sudden are the roiv. Rabbanon de azi bossi chatas patri, whereas the Chachamim who go according to the time when the aveda was done would say they're potter from the parhelam davar shel tzibur, just as they would say, for example, that if the king did the aveda before he was appointed king, then he brings the chatas of a regular person and not the chatas of a king. So would we say that it's the same machlokas? Or would we say maybe Reb Shimon and the Chachamim are not arguing in that case? What would be the din? What would we say? What would the mayor and the Chachamim respectively say in that case? Would they still hold those same opinions, or would they say that this case is different? Rashi points out the reason why to distinguish would be because when the king does the Aveda before he was appointed king, and then he finds out afterwards, after he was appointed king, fine. Either way, he had a korban to bring. The difference is just which korban to bring. But here, when they were mu'otin, at the time they did the Aveda, then there was no korban, there was no parahelam davar shel tzibur triggered yet, because the parahelam davar shel tzibur was only when there was a majority, like we've been saying. And the yochid, meanwhile, was going to be potter because he followed the horah of Beis Din. So it's maybe not the same kind of thing. But on the other hand, again, maybe so Rashi discusses at some length why would be the thing to distinguish between the two cases. Tosfos learns somewhat differently. Tosfos says that the question is maybe even Reb Shimon would say that they're potter in that case. In any case, so that's the question. So the Gemara asks for Tisperah, what are you even thinking that you're asking the Svara? Emu de Shamat the Reb Shimon de Ozel Af Bosa Yudia. True, you find that Reb Shimon considers also what the situation was when he found out about it. Heichi de Havi Yudia v'chata v'chiyuv, but that would only be when both the knowledge and the original Avera were both in a state where he was Chayev. So again, the king is chayav a korban for eating chaylev or breaking Shabbos or whatever, whether he's a commoner or whether he's a king. It's just a different korban in the different cases. Yedia deloy chata mishamatle. Where do you ever find that Reb Shimon would say that where there was a yedia, but he was there was no chiyuv of a korban at the time of chata, namely over here where it was mu'otin at the time, and therefore there was no korban, there was no parahelam davar shel tzibur mishamatle. Where do you ever find that Reb Shimon would hold that in that case he should be chayev? The imkain. And if you were going to say that Reb Shimon did hold that they're chayev, laisi kiyashta, then after all, Reb Shimon ought to say, in the case of the king, for example, that he should bring the korban as it is now, because according to that way of looking at it, we wouldn't care about how it was at all at the time of the chet. And we see that. Reb Shimon actually says that in that case, he would be potter altogether because it's not the same korban as was at the time of the chet and at the time of the yediyah. But if you were going to tell me that he only focuses on the idea, of course he'd be chayiv in a korban. It would just be the korban that he's chayiv in now as a king, namely a male goat. Elo Reb Shimon chatar v'yediyah boy. The clear answer is obviously Reb Shimon requires that both the aveda and the knowledge both were in the same state, he was chayiv and he was chayiv the exact same korban. Well, then there's your answer. If they were mu'otin, and now they became nisrabu, and only then they found out, then Reb Shimon is not going to hold that they're chayev in the korban, because that wouldn't at all fit with his opinion that we find later on in the third parak. Okay. Another question, the Gemara says, Iboilahu. Here's another question. Hodu based in Shechelev Mutter. What about if Beis Din gave a psak that a chelev, a certain kind of chelev is mutter, but also miuta kahol, a minority of the kahol followed them. So no parahelim davashol tzibur yet, because you need a majority for that. Then v'chozru Beis Din v'hen, then Beis Din retracted that opinion and realized, you know what, that was a mistake. We shouldn't have been matter that chelev. V'horu v'osu miut acher, and then they again gave a psak that a type of chelev is mutter, and a different miut followed them. Together, if you combine together the people who followed their psak the first time, and the second time, you're going to have a majority. But they were two different psakim. Mahu, what would be the din? What would we say? As far as the parahelim davashot zibur, do we say kibin de shtei yidis minu? There are two different knowledges loy mitzadif, so it doesn't count together. And therefore, in each case, you only had a miut, and there's no parahelim davashot zibur. Or duma kibin de aidi va'aidi chelav, where the fact is both of them are chelav, and they did do the same issue of chelav mitzadif. Maybe it combines together, and therefore you have a chiyuv. Chazanish explains, you know, before we were talking about Muot and Minisrabu, where they were a minority and then they became a majority because the population shrank, that's a different kind of thing. There you have that, over here, really you have that the chatos are still suspending, you know, still suspended over here. They may be chayev in a parahel of Darashot Sibur, they may not, depending how many people end up following the psak before it's retracted. So therefore you could argue that even when it's a separate psak and more people join in, then maybe they combine together, as opposed to the case we asked before, Muat and Minisrabu, the only reason they became a majority is because some of the other people who hadn't done the Avera died off or moved out or whatever, so maybe you can't say that it was never the Roiv of the Tzibur at the time. So that would be a reason to distinguish. Well, the Gemara continues, Vim Tim Saloima Kivin the Aidi Vaidi Chelevu. Fine, you're going to maybe answer that since in both cases the Psak has to do with Chelev, Mitzadeth, therefore they do combine together. All right, what about a different case? We have a general rule from the Goinim and the Rishonim that whenever there's Intim Saloima, then the Halacha is like that. And this is indeed how the Rambam ends up paskening that yes, even if there was two different Psakim, and in each case, the people followed, and in each case, it was a meal to followed. Nevertheless, we do combine them together. So we do in fact say that in that case, then there would be a parahelim davashot zibur. Anyway, in Tim Saloima, given the idea of you're going to say that since after all both of them are chelev, therefore they should combine together. Then what about? You can ask in mitzadif, therefore they combine. What about another case? Miut bechelev shargabe akeva or miut bechelev shargabe dakin? What if it wasn't the same exact chelev? What if one time based in Paskin that it's chelev that's on the stomach that it's mutter, which is not, and a different time they decided that chelev that's on the flanks, on the sides of the animal, is the one that's mutter, and then they realize that that's a mistake too. So here it was both chelev, but it's different types of chelev. So maybe then it's not the same thing. So mahu, what would be the din as far as the parahelim davashot zibur? Tosfos points out that in all these cases we have to be talking about it doesn't matter whether Beis Din found out in between or not. Either way, the question is whether they combine together. Do we say the fact is the chiyuv of those different types of chelev, the fact that both of them are osir, is actually learned from different phrases in the psukim. So they shouldn't combine together. Or maybe after all, they are both chelev. It is the same moisese, and therefore maybe they should combine. So would that apply? So that would be the question then. Would we say that they combine together? Continues the Gemara. Tim Saloima Shem Chelev. If you're going to answer that the name Chelev is all one, it is the same loises of Chelev, what about Miut B'Chelev or Miut B'Dam Mahu? What about if a minority of the Kohol followed Psak Din, a wrong Psak Din as far as Chelev, and a different minority as far as blood? So basically, the same basin and Paskin, that a certain kind of Chelev is Mutter, and that a certain kind of blood is Mutter, and some of the people followed the Chelev Psak, and some of them followed the blood Psak. Do we say hochavade given the tre isurin, definitely they're different isurim, they're different loisesses. and the kibin to any sur and shava loimit tzadok, and it's not the same kind of isur, so they don't combine. Or duma kibin to isur and shava, or the korban and shava mit tzadok, or maybe it should combine, because after all, they are both the same kind of korban, both of them, whether a person ate chela b'shergig, or whether he ate blood b'shergig, there is a chatas, so maybe it's good enough to combine together to create a chiyuv of a par helam davar shel ksiva. Tosfos actually says, well, if you're going to say that yes, then what korban are they going to bring? Are they going to bring the korban for blood, or are they going to bring the korban for chaylev? So Tosfos says maybe they would actually have to bring both. Anyway, so that's the question. The imtim tzalomah kibin the isur and shava, or the korban and shava mitzadav. If you're going to say that maybe since the isur and the korban is in fact the same, they combine. What about miut b'chelav or miut b'abad eschachavim mahu? What about if based in paskin that a certain kind of chelav is mutter, and also that a certain kind of abad ezara is mutter, and some of the people followed one and some of the people followed the other? Chachavada en isur and shava and korban and shava. Here, not only is different isurim, but it's different korbanis, because a yachin worships abad ezara b'shoigig, there's a different korban. A regular lav that he does that is chayiv kares, he would bring a female sheep or a female goat, whereas by avodah zarah he brings davka, a female goat. So it's not necessarily the same thing, to be sure. In both cases, he could bring a female goat, but by a regular thing, he has the option of bringing a sheep instead. The Rosh also points out also that when it comes to the par helam davar shel tzibur, there's also going to be a difference. They bring a par in the case of most avodas, and in the case of avodah zarah, they would bring a sawyer instead. So therefore, see, so we'd say that. So therefore, they don't combine. Or duma, given the id v'id kodes, where the fact is they're both a chiyuv kodes mitzaref, then they would combine together. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara leaves it teku. We don't know the answer. We don't know the answer to these things. So actually, when the Rambam brings these halachas, he actually says that all of these cases. I said it wrongly before. He says that actually. There won't be a par halam davar shel tzibur in any of these cases. So apparently he didn't have the imtim saloimars in the Gemara, because otherwise he would have passed him like them. So the Rambam says, So the Rambam mentions, for example, there were two different bate dinim, implying maybe that if it was the same base din, then they would combine together. I think there are different understandings of what the Rambam actually holds. The Raivin mentions in this connection, mentions all Gemara. The Rambam doesn't explicitly mention it, so I think there are different opinions. The Raivin says flat out, since it's a teku, then neither the tzibur nor the base din would bring a korban. The Rambam just says if it was two different bate dinim, then they don't bring. And Meforshim on the Rambam discuss whether he agrees with the Raivad or whether he would disagree and have a different girsa in the Gemara over here and say that all of these are teku. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Iboilahu. Here's another question. Suppose that one based in decided that a certain kind of chelev is mutter, but also miut kahal, and a minority of the kahal followed that wrong sack, umnes oise based in, and then that based in died out. Time passed and all the members of the Beis Din passed away. V'omad Beis Din Acha, and a new Beis Din took over. V'chozru v'horu, and they also gave the same sack. V'also miut Acha, and a different miut followed them. So now, do we combine the two miutim together or not? So the Roiv Tzibur had not done it yet. So again, there was no chiyuv yet. But again, like we said before, it's still suspended. Will most of the Tzibur follow it or not? Tosfos actually wonders. We had before the opinion of a mayor. Where the mayor had said earlier on the Omud that if the miut of the tzibur before died and then there are new ones, would he still say they're chayev? Would the same concept apply over here? We said when we discussed the mayor's opinion before, we said that you could be talking about that one possibility is that you have that a minority of the tzibur did, and then later on they died, and another minority did, etc. So what would the mayor say over here? So the question is, so what would be the din? I'll live with him under Omer based in Maisi, so the Chosu Vahoru, so Omer based in Acher, the Chosu Vahoru, was a Miut Acher, and another Miut followed suit. So the question is, I'll live with him under Omer based in Maisi, if you follow the opinion of Reb Meir, who said before, what we learned before, that he says that it's the based in that brings the korban and not the individual Shvatim Loiti Boilach, then there's no question, because that based in is no longer alive, they since passed away, and therefore you don't have, I said it wrongly before. Now we're bringing in Rameyer's opinion, so the question would be, Tosfos wonders whether the same question would be where it's the same base din and a different sibur, or is it only, or is the question only when it's a different butted dinim and the same sibur? Anyway, so certainly according to Rameyer, who says that the base din brings the korban, that base din no longer exists. Ela kiti boilach alibadam amram, it's sibur maisi. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that it's a sibur that brings? Well, my, what's the din? Sibur hakari, the sibur is still there, they haven't passed away. Or maybe you need that the original Basin that gave the psak needs to be the one that knows, that realizes they made a mistake and retract their opinion, and again the answer is teku. So therefore we don't bring the korban in that case because we can't be sure. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yonasan, Meya Shiyoshu Lahoris. Suppose that 100 Dayanim sat down to give the psak. Now, what do we mean by 100? The Be'er Sheva wonders, where do you ever have a base sin of 100? The maximum you have, seemingly, is 71. So he actually leaves it, I don't understand this Gemara. There's an explanation that has to do with the idea, we have the concept, we have the Mishnah and Adias says that one Beis Din can't overturn the opinion of a previous Beis Din unless they're greater in Chochmah and in Minyan, and one meaning of Minyan is the number of Chachamim who agree with this Psak, or with this Takana, or to override this Psak. So the Magolis Hayam in Sanhedrin brings therefore that that's what the Gemara can mean by the 100 over here. We don't mean they're sitting as a Beis Din to judge. We're talking about they're sitting as a Beis Din to make a takana, and therefore you may have more of them. You may have more of them in order to be able to override previous ones. There's an explanation related to that, but that's why the Anshe Knesset Gedola under Ezra's leadership numbered 120. So that way it would be much larger than normal, and that way it would be much harder to overturn the Gzeiros and Takanas. Anyway, so Rav Yonasan says if you have 100 dayanim that are sitting and giving up psak din, ein chayoven adshi yoru kolon. The chiyuv of the parhelim davashot sibur would only be if all of them agree to the psak. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the im kol adas Yisrael yishku. The pasuk says if all the assembly of Yisrael makes a mistake, implying adshi yishku kolon adshi tifshet ha'ra v'chadas Yisrael, so it has to be that all of them make a mistake, and it means also that the ha'ra spreads out among all the congregation of the Jewish people. Those words over here are in square brackets, and Marsha takes them out. Marsha adds them back in actually, and says what he was saying is both really. You need that there was a unanimous decision of all 100 members, and also that means, as the Gemara is going to go on to say, that all the people accepted this psak din. It doesn't have to be that all of them followed it, because that's the whole subject of our parak, because they're not necessarily all of them, just the majority, but it has to be that it spread about among everybody, and not that there were dissenting opinions among the Sanhedrin themselves. Omer of Huna Breder of Hoshia, Hokinami Mistabra. So the Huna Breder of Hoshia says, yeah, it seems logical to understand the din that way, to douch in the posik this way. We know in general in the Torah that a majority is usually considered like the whole thing, which is why we've been saying, for example, if a majority of the people follow the wrong sack, then it's tantamount to the whole Jewish people having done it. But here the Torah specifically says the entire congregation of Oladat Yisrael. And given that, then that means also when it comes to the psak, even if it's 100 of them, then you actually need all of them to agree. Actually, so Rashi explains, I said it wrongly. Adjetiv shetorah v'chol adas Yisrael means that it has to spread among the entire adas Yisrael, meaning that the entire adas Yisrael, the entire Sanhedrin that sat there to discuss this point, they all ended up agreeing to it. We're not talking about the fact that the people at large accept it. That's a different matter that the Gemara is going to talk about further on in the Yomud, but right now we're talking about that among the Sanhedrin themselves, it has to be unanimous, and we see that because the Torah makes a point of saying kol ha'eda. If it hadn't been for that, if the Torah had just said adas Yisrael, then it wouldn't need, then a simple majority would be enough. But now, since the Torah stresses and says kol adas Yisrael, then it means it has to be all of them. Well, the Gemara says, Snan, wait a minute, we learned in our Mishnah, Horu Basin, the Yoda Echaman Chato, we said that if Basin gave a psak and one of them knew that they made a mistake, or Talmud Veroi Lahira, or he was a Talmud, he's not a member of the Basin yet himself, but he's capable of passing, Vaholach Vaosal Pihem, and he went and followed their psak din anyway, because as we learned yesterday, he mistakenly thought that once Basin gives a psak, you always have to follow it. Bain Sha'osu Vaosu Iman, then whether they did the Avera and he also did it at the same time as them, or whether they did it and later on he did it, or whether they didn't do it at all but he did it. Either way, we said, Hareza Chayev, then he's Chayev in his own individual Korban, because he didn't depend on Basin because he realized on his own that Basin is wrong. So, Chai Hu D'Chayev. Now, the implication seems to be that only he is Chayev because he's of that caliber to know they made a mistake. Ha'acher Potter, implying if it was somebody else, if it was an Amma Oretz, whatever he knew doesn't count as a knowing, and therefore he'd still be Potter and he'd be Yotzer with the Korban of the Tzibur. But am I? Now, we would have to ask, why? Holy Nigmar Ha'edah. You don't have a unanimous hurrah. Because not everybody agreed. Because after all, we said that the Beis Din gave the psak, and one of them knew that they made a mistake. So why are we saying he's chayev for a korban, implying that there is a par helam davash al tzibur, based on what you're saying? There wouldn't even be one in the first place because the verdict wasn't unanimous. The answer is suppose that this one, he disagreed with them, but he nodded his head. I don't agree with what you guys are saying. You guys are making a mistake. However, listen, halacha kerabim, and therefore, I'm not going to openly disagree with you. But he didn't act, but he knew that they were mistaken, therefore we're saying. So now, still, there was a unanimous verdict in the sense there was nobody who spoke up in the Beis Din Shtibel and said, this is a mistake, don't paskin this way. But nevertheless, though, the fact is, so therefore it is unanimous and it fits Rabbi Yonason's criteria, but nevertheless, since he knows better, but he went and did it anyway, thinking mistakenly, mitzvah l'shmoy, divrei chachamim, then he has to bring his own carbon. All right, the Gemara continues. Toshma, let's bring another proof. Braisa says, Horu Basin, the Yoda Echan Man Chateau. Actually, if Basin gave the psak, and one of them knew, one member of the Basin knew that they're mistaken, V'omalan Toyin Atem, and he says to them, you are mistaken, and they didn't listen, Harei Lepturim, then their potter is not considered a Hira. Taimu De'omalan Toyin Atem, implying only because he told them flat out, you're making a mistake, Lepturim, that then they would be potter if they go and paskin against him anyway. Ha shosik mishtak, implying that if he had just been quiet and disagreed with them silently, chayovin, they would be chay of the parahelm davashot sibur, the gomra lahayra, and the hayra is complete. Vamai, now why? Vaholai horu pulon. The fact is, not everybody paskin. Now we can't say that now wouldn't the obvious answer be that he also nodded his head, and the fact that Gemara is going to give that answer, but the Makshin figures that's not logical, because then the Braisa should have said, instead of saying that he tells them that he disagrees, he should have just said, well, he's quiet. Then there's still Potter. So that's the answer. No, here we're also talking about where he nodded his head, and therefore, since he didn't say anything, then it's still considered to be a unanimous verdict. The Rosh explains that if the Braisa had said that when he's quiet, they're potter, we would think that that means even if he nods his head, it's potter, and according to Rabbi Yonasan, no, it would actually have to be that there's a unanimous verdict in order for them to be, that would have to be that there's a dissenting opinion in order for them to be potter, just nodding his head is not considered that. Okay. So the Gemara says, Moshe, so far we don't have a contradiction to Rabbi Yonasan's point that it does have to be that all of them who are speaking up all agree with the Psachting. All right, the Gemara says, must have Ramasharshia. Ramasharshia says, have another contradiction. A Braisa says, some Chorabi said, what happened was, there came a point in history where it was in Masecht Avodah Zarah, where at one time olive oil made by Goyim was also, unless a Jew had washed it being made, just like we have by milk and other things. But then at one point, the Chachamim overturned that Zera and said you're allowed to buy olive oil from Goyim. Now, how could they do that if an Uli or Beis Din had made the Zera? Some Chor Rabbi Seinu, Al Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Val Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadik. They relied on the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, show your oimim, where those Chachamim say, Ein Goyzrim Zera ala Tzibur. You don't make a gzeira on the tzibur unless most of the tzibur can withstand it. In the case of the oil, they found out that in all the hundreds of years since the gzeira had been made, that a majority of the Jewish people had never accepted and followed this gzeira. Therefore, so it's not a valid gzeira, and therefore they could overturn it. Rabbi Adab Abba says, where's a pasuk where we see this point that there has to be that most of the tzibur accepts the gzeira? The pasuk says, Bame'era atem ne'orim. The Navi says to the Jewish people, you are making a curse on yourselves. This is talking about that they announced everybody has to follow a certain thing and a certain gzera of the Chachamim, a certain takana, and if not, then they're going to be under a curse. But yet you're not following the gzera. You're going and stealing from me. The context is he's talking about they're not giving truma and meiser. Hagoy kulay, the entire nation. Like this, the takana had been that they're supposed to bring the truma and meiser to a central place in the Beis Hamikdash. And they're not doing that. So the point is, the point is, we see from the pasuk only when it's a goy kuloy, the entire nation that accepted that gzera originally, or majority of it, then the gzera is valid, and now Hashem can hold it against them for not following it. Now, here we have the expression, the entire nation, and the rubrica kula dummy, and it should be enough, the majority, and it is in fact enough, the majority. If the majority accepts that zera, then that's good enough. So the same thing. Just because it says kuloi doesn't mean necessarily that it needs to be all of them. So not like Rabbi Yonasan is saying that because it says kol adas Yisrael means it has to be the entire based in unanimously. So tuvta, that seems to be a contradiction. Tuvta, did Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yonasan, that's a contradiction on Rabbi Yonasan. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tiyukta, that is in fact a contradiction. The Elamai Koladas to Komarachmana. So why does the Torah use the word Koladas in connection with the Par Helam Davashal Tzibur when we didn't need the word Kol? Hachikama, what it means is Iika Kulam, have your Hurrah. You don't need a unanimous decision, but you do need that all of them are present, the entire complement of 71, when they make this psak halacha, have your hurrah, then it's a valid hurrah, and now if the majority of the people follow it, then you have a par helam davashal tzibur. The ilo, have your hurrah, if you don't have the entire 71 there, then it's not a valid hurrah, and even if the people follow it, there's no par helam davashal tzibur. So in other words, so not like Rabbi Yonasan said, where you could even have 100 of them, no, you have to have the entire 71, but once you have the entire 71, it doesn't matter whether you have more, and it doesn't matter if all of them are unanimous. Okay. In this connection, having mentioned this point about Dayanim sitting together and giving a psak halacha, so the Gemara, by the way, brings another point, which is also in Masechta Sanhedrin. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Asora Sheyoshev Badin, if 10 people are sitting in a din Torah, and they make a mistake, the collar, the chain, which is to say the responsibility for the mistake, rests on all of them, and all of them are going to be punished for the mistake. What do you mean? In other words, all the ones who pass in wrongly. Obviously, the ones who dissented are not going to be punished because they said that you're making a mistake. So the Gemara says, Pshita, well, yeah, obviously, if all 10 of them said that this is halacha, and they judged the din Torah wrongly, for example, then they're all responsible. The answer is, Hakamashmal, and after the Talmud, Bifnei Rabbi, even you have, what if the one of the 10 is not one of the members of the Beis Din itself, but a Talmud sitting in front of the Rebbe, but he knows that his Rebbe is making a mistake, and he stays quiet rather than speaking up, then he still deserves a punishment because he could have spoken up and caused them to pass incorrectly. So in this connection, the Gemara says, Rav Huna ki yavin nofik lebeit dina, when Rav Huna would leave his house to go to his beis din shtibul, ma'isi asora tanoi debeit av kamei, he would bring 10 tanoim, 10 people who know mishnayis and braisis baal peh, from the yeshiva in front of him in order to help him discuss them that matter. Okay, he says, ki heif the nimti and shiva matura. This way, all I'll get is a splinter from the beam. In other words, this way the responsibility is more distributed among other people. This way, it's not only me and my fellow Dayanim who are on the hook. These people will help as well, and if all of us make a mistake, then the punishment will be spread out among all us, and therefore among all of us, and each of us will get only a small amount of it. Similarly, Rav Ashi, ki yavin ma'isi treif to lekamei, when they would bring a shayla in treifus in front of Rav Ashi, ma'isi asara tavchi mimosa machasya, he would bring 10 of the shochtim from the city of Mosa Machasya, or Moisiv Kamei, and have them sit in front of him and help him look it over as well. Omar, he says the same thing, ki yechid nimti and shiva mekshura, this way all I get is a splinter out of the deem, same idea. In other words, the responsibility will be more widely distributed among all the people. Obviously, means all the people will help come to a correct conclusion. But if we do end up all making a mistake, then the responsibility will be more widely distributed than if I had just looked it over and passed it on it myself. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll continue with the new Mishnah tomorrow, Beis Hashem.